Welcome back to all our listeners. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Nathan Gobes, filling in for Jeffrey Davis this morning. And we are on another episode of the Kings of Cannabis show. I'm joined by Walter Sullivan. Welcome, Walter.
How you doing, Nathan? It's nice to have you here. I'm not sure if I miss my cohort since we used to be the In the Weeds.
Yep. The show is formerly known as In the Weeds, now Kings of Cannabis. And we've got some great guests today from throughout many different spaces and sectors of the cannabis industry. We're joined now by Brian Foley, Director of Employee Benefits of Cross Insurance. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you.
Brian, it's great to have you. I mean, what you find now, it's getting very difficult for employers to hold employees, and it's becoming a very heavy market for people. And they got to look at their benefits, what they're providing employees to get them to stay. Why don't you explain what Cross does and how you've gotten into the cannabis business?
Sure. So thank you for having me, and I'll start with the second part first, how we got involved. So back in 2012, we had a coworker who was part of the Put an Investment Group together. They were one of the initial applicants back then. And there was a handful of questions on that application that related to insurance, benefits, HR type questions. And I was an eager beaver, so I called the DPH repeatedly until I figured out what they were looking for and sort of found the answer, so to speak. And from there, we connected with a couple of attorneys who were doing some of the those initial applications and offered to help them with those answers. And with the hope that someday when folks needed benefits for employees, that would be the person they called. And that turned out to be successful for us. So that's how we got involved. What we do now is it really starts, you know, a lot of times when we start out with a cannabis client, they may be just a handful of employees, the owners, some key personnel. And we'll come in and help design the benefit package that's right for them. And that includes things like the health insurance and dental insurance. That's usually what we start with, but can expand to things like vision insurance, group life insurance, and disability. And at that time, you know, there's really no revenues, certainly no profits. So we're trying to manage, you know, mission versus margin. And so the idea is that people want to hire great employees, and it's getting very competitive right now in cannabis. And so we're just trying to manage that, pick the right plan for them. Because we work with over 40 cannabis clients in Massachusetts. So one of the things that we've designed is we know for all those 40 clients, what are they offering? So what is their deductible level? What are their copay levels? How much is the company paying towards the insurance? So we have this customized benchmarking report so we can sit with the client and say, listen, here's where you fall. Are you in the, you know, the top tier? Are you in the middle tier somewhere? Or are you in the bottom tier? And what do you want? Do you want to be an employer of choice? Or is this just a requirement that you want to put out there? And what can you afford? So that's one of the ways we differentiate ourselves. I will say that as folks get up and running and they're hiring lots of employees, the benefits package expands and grows generally. And that can look like more healthcare offerings. If you start with four or five employees, you might just have one HMO plan that everyone is offered. But as they get more employees, we can offer maybe a secondary plan or some type of reimbursement, deductible reimbursement program, where we can get creative. Also things like employee assistance programs, things that really sort of dive into the helping of employees to attract and retain.
Why don't you explain an employee assistance program?
Employee assistance program is a program, it's an 800 number that employees can call for any type of issue that they might be having, whether it's work-related or family-related. So it really touches on the mental health of an employee.
It's become a very big issue. Taking care of that actually makes a big difference.
Huge difference. The second part of what they do is they have crisis intervention. So if there is a key employee who got really sick, cancer, and it sort of devastates the whole organization, they will send folks on site to do on-site counseling for employees. And then the third piece is training management and HR. So they'll come in and do training programs, and there's literally hundreds of different types that they'll do on-site training for managers.
I mean, I used to head up the Massachusetts Commission Against Discrimination and trying to explain to people on-site management what it means. And I think also looking at healthcare plans, benefits, you know, right now it's a young industry.
Yep.
And a lot of people going to work there are young. But as the industry grows, you're going to see much more leveling off of age and so forth. Mm-hmm. And it's very important to understand the health benefits and the things you can provide to employees. Have you seen a difference with the type of entity, and what I mean by that is I've talked to some of the entities that have been bought out.
Yeah.
It originally was like really family-oriented. Employees felt good. They provided benefits. And wages weren't that much better than others.
Yep.
But that sense of belonging made a difference versus now a big entity comes in and they kind of lose that. Have you seen a way how that has impacted this industry in Massachusetts?
Certainly have. I've experienced the same thing sort of personally with clients. And I think you're right. Like the communication of these plans is key. And so one of the things that we do is during open enrollment, so the one time a year where folks kind of can enroll in benefits, we come out and meet with all the employees, explain the benefits, answer questions one-on-one. We also provide clients with an online portal. So employees can go online, enroll in the benefits. If it's a new hire, we just ask for a couple key pieces of information. Who's the employee, what's their email address, and what's their date of hire? And they get an email to sign up for the online portal. And it looks like a Fortune 500 company, you know? So it's really, you know, you can have these small companies that are really offering robust benefits, and it really shows how much an employer cares. As far as sort of some of the acquisitions that have gone on and sort of the change in that dynamic, yeah, so a lot of times when that happens, they're no longer a client. We lose the client. Mm-hmm. There's some national firm, and they have a broker somewhere else. We're based in Massachusetts. My office is in Wellesley. And really, the only cannabis clients I'm working with right now are ones that are based here in Massachusetts. So that client that has the family sort of family feel to it is a better fit for us, frankly. But we've seen it a couple of examples where a larger organization has acquired a cannabis company in Massachusetts, and they've decided for cost or other reasons to sort of leave the benefits in place. And I generally feel that seems like it works better for the employees.
Well, I think, you know, trying to explain to people is that it's not just about the salary. Benefits make a big difference in being able to hold people. Mm-hmm. And also providing benefits, also explaining to them what the benefits are. That goes far, because, you know, you get a health insurance policy. Well, what does it really mean?
Yeah.
But by willing to work with the employees and look at, here's what we offer, and here's what you can get, and so forth, and have that hotline and have everything else, makes a difference. And do you find, because you guys have been doing this a long time beyond cannabis, that has made a difference in some of your clients as to how they've been able to hold on to employees?
I do, yeah. So I've been doing this almost 25 years, and it's funny to see how just it's evolved in all types of business, but specifically with cannabis, communication is key. These plans are way more complex today than they were 25 years ago. The costs are a lot more than they were 25 years ago. We can just see that the employees who understand the benefits more appreciate it. And I'll also say that when you talk about benefits, I think it goes beyond just, everyone thinks about health insurance, right?
That's well beyond, yeah.
It goes well beyond that. And so a lot of times we're helping clients think about other things, like what's your paid time off policy? What's the flexible hour schedule? What does something like that look like? Recently here in Massachusetts, we passed the Paid Family Medical Leave Act. And we're talking about how does that fit into your overall strategy? How can we accomplish that either through a state program or a private insurance program? And how do we supplement that? This is what the state says is a minimum, but if you want to be an employer of choice, you may very well want to go above and beyond that.
Do you talk to some of your clients saying, you know, you may want the Cadillac, but you only can afford the Chevy?
All the time.
but that's something.
Yep.
Having that skill and knowledge base, you can really work with that client saying, look at, no, this is what you can do, but we can develop a package on any level that works.
That's exactly right, yeah. So if everyone had their druthers, right, we'd have like no deductibles, no co-pays, and everything would be like super cheap.
Sounds wonderful.
So one of the ways we try to, you know, sort of fix that problem is the idea of choice. And that, you know, Walter, what plan that may fit for you and your family may be completely different from what fits me and my family. So giving employees choice. So rather than just having a one-size-fits-all, meaning one health plan, one dental plan, can we offer 2, 3, 4 options? Can we design a contribution strategy where one plan, maybe it's not the richest plan in the world, but it's the least expensive option. And you know, where the vast majority of those premiums are absorbed by the company. And if somebody really wants that Cadillac plan, like you mentioned, and that might be important to that person, they may be willing to pay for that. So I think choice is really
key. So you develop a plan to say, employee, look, you know, here's the base. We can offer these others, but some of those costs would be passed on to the employee.
I mean, that's right.
If you have a young family, you're looking at braces.
Yep.
That's $6,000 at least today. Yeah. Well, you don't have kids. Do you really need that type of plan?
Yeah. Yeah, and if you're like me and you have three kids, that's $18,000 for braces. Yeah,
trust me. And I don't know what I'm thinking. Like, what the heck? And everybody has braces.
Every kid gets them now. It's unbelievable.
Tell my 17-year-old son that's had them for 2 years. He thought he'd have enough by the time he got his permit.
Yeah.
What do you see? How would you advise people getting into the cannabis business at looking at benefits? You know, what should they be looking at?
Yep, great question. And I would take a step back and say, just think philosophically. What are you trying to accomplish? Do you want the best employees? Do you want the best employees? Do you want to attract a younger audience? Like, what's your vision for the company? And then the benefits really stems from there. There's four or five major carriers in Massachusetts for health insurance, and they each offer 40 to 50 different plans. So it's a jigsaw puzzle, and my job is just try and figure that out. I would say that for cannabis specifically, the labor market is very, very competitive right now, much more than it was just even like 12 months ago. And I envision that to continue. Mm-hmm. So I think looking at a plan that has low cost and having choice is really what's important.
I think the other thing you said, it may not just be everyone looks at the health benefits,
yep.
but there are other things that we can help you with that you might not be able to afford that health benefit plan. But we can help you develop other packages that really won't cost you much that can help you keep your employees.
And that's a great point. And so that's just a little anecdotal story. I was at a client, new client on Friday, and we were doing one of these enrollment meetings. So they had all their employees in for training. And so we were really excited to talk about this great Blue Cross health insurance program we got, and we had a dental plan. And then new employee asked about vision insurance, and she was wearing glasses. And I'm like, this is what's important to her. Like, this is, she needs new frames and contacts and whatever it might be. I think adding in all those little pieces are what really make a difference. And it's really what's important to that individual person.
Yeah, they shouldn't just shut down. Oh, I can't afford that. We can develop something that can work for you.
Exactly.
Hmm. Well, that's great. Sounds really helpful. Business owners or anybody who's interested wants to get in touch with you or Cross Insurance, how could they do so?
Yeah, sure. So I can be reached either my direct dial is 781-997-0473 or my email address is bfoley@chinsurance.com.
Great. Thanks. I want to remind everyone, this has been Brian Foley, Director of Employee Benefits for Cross Insurance. And this has been the Kings of Cannabis, formerly known as In the Weeds.
Yep. In the Weeds and we're kings. I don't know if the weeds are making us feel like kings.
And this is
no coronavirus.
Walter Sullivan here with me. I want to thank all our listeners and remind everyone to follow us on LinkedIn. We've got a very active community on there, and subscribe to us on YouTube so you can see all of our interviews as they go live.